Hello friends, I can understand many of you would challenge my claim that a smart person is smart in everything. This is somewhat important claim for my reasoning, so I feel an urge to defend it. Imagine that. Well, I have quite a lot of material, like real life material, things that I have observed throughout my life. It accumulated in a corpus of data in my head. It's still vulnerable to the accusation of subjectivity and bias, specifically confirmation bias. But as I explain it to you, as I present this data to you, I hope you will compare it to your own experience and correct it, and I'm sure you will find it reliable and truthful as you compare it to your own experience. So I'm old enough to remember many elderly people around me being middle-aged. So I watched people aged into senile, people growing to be senile, very many of them, maybe 100 or so, from different classes. It's Soviet Union, you know. It was Soviet Union, people from different castes of society were physically mixed. So it was very, very stratified, strictly stratified society in terms of social status and access to resources and everything. But physically, geographically, people intermixed. So I had an opportunity to see people developing their dementia, being them people from different strata of the society, of different IQ, different wealth, different healthcare. And that's another very interesting point. In Soviet Union, we used to have two absolutely independent healthcare systems. One healthcare system for general public, for proletariat, and another healthcare system of very high quality, almost European quality, for inner party. Not party, but strictly for inner party. And normal people were not allowed to use health care for high classes, for the inner party. So that's a little digression just to give you a glimpse at the level, at the magnitude of social stratification in Soviet Union, how much classed society it used to be. So people from different backgrounds, different IQ, different smart, different skills, manual labor and intellectual labor, teachers, nurses, doctors, engineers, lathemen, cleaner ladies, whatever, janitors, plumbers, bureaucrats. Well, scientists, yes, school teachers and university professors. So I've seen sailors, military officers. Well, I gave you the idea of my special selection. There is no selection bias. And I watched many of them men and women aging in front of my eyes, developing dementia. And I've noticed that stupid people in general degrade into dementia much, much quicker than smart people. Do you understand what impact does it have on my claim that smart people are smart in everything normally? Well, perhaps there are savants, but I've never seen in my life a savant, a stupid person who is particularly smart in one area, in one aspect of intellectual activity. So people who are intellectually active, they develop dementia much, much slower, and they longer retain the capacity to look after themselves, to keep track of things in the kitchen. Like simple things. I'm not talking about elementary particle physics or astronomy or medicine. I'm talking about very, very simple things. People who are proficient in mathematics, they never degraded to such levels of incapacity of looking after themselves and looking after their houses and generally orienteering in time and space as stupid people, as military people has fallen into. So I can compare them and I can see how much deeper, how much more severe dementia cases are among people who were generally stupid, who were stupid kids, who were stupid middle-aged men. Need I explain more? So I feel I made my point quite clear, but I'm not sure if you can draw a connection between this explanation and my original claim. So it's up to you.